Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 9. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining Krishna's supreme position. Tumi ye padila sloka, se haya praman, se sloke aise Krishna swayam bhagavan. You have recited the sloka beginning with Siddhanta tatas tu abhede pi. That very verse is evidence that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Mahaprabhu recites that very same verse. Siddhantas tatas tve abhedyapi shri sakrishna sarupayo rase not krish yate krishna rupam esa rasa stiti. According to transcendental realization, there is no difference between the forms of Krishna and Narayan. Yet, in Krishna, there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow, and consequently he surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is a verse from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu 1.2.59. Here, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Lord Chaitanya spoke the verse to Venkatabhata, and earlier he said that Venkatabhata spoke it to the Lord. But since their conversation took place long, long before the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu was composed, the question may be raised as to how either of them quoted the verse. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this verse and many others like it were current among devotees long before the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu was composed. Thus, devotees would always quote them and explain their purport in ecstasy. Continuing, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Hare Lakshmi Ramana Gopikaram Mana Harite Nare Narayana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, attracts the mind of the Goddess of Fortune. But Lord Narayan could not attract the minds of the gopis. This proves the super excellence of Krishna. To say nothing of Lord Narayan personally, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Narayan just to play a joke on the gopis. Although Krishna assumed the form of Narayan, he could not attract the serious attention of the gopis in ecstatic love. And now Mahaprabhu quotes a verse from that's in Lalita Madhava Natak, Rupa Goswami's drama. Once Lord Krishna playfully manifested himself as Narayan with four victorious hands in a very beautiful form. When the gopis saw this exalted form, however, their ecstatic feelings were crippled. A learned scholar, therefore, cannot understand the gopis' ecstatic feelings, which are firmly fixed upon the original form of Lord Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj. The wonderful feelings of the gopis in ecstatic paramarasa with Krishna constitute the greatest mystery in spiritual life. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deflated the pride of Venkatabhata, but just to make him happy again, he spoke as follows. Dukha na bhaviha bhata kailun parihas shastra siddhanta suna yate vaishnava vishvas. The Lord pacified Venkatabhata by saying, actually, whatever I have said is by the way of jest. Now you can hear from me the conclusion of the shastra, in which every Vaishnava devotee has firm faith. Krishna Narayana Yaitse Eka Iswarupa Gopi Lakshmi Beda Nahi Haya Eka Rupa. There is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan, for they are of the same form. Similarly, there is no difference between the gopis and the Goddess of Fortune, for they are also of the same form. Gopi Dwara Lakshmi Kare Krishna Sangasvada Ishvaratve Beda Manila Haya Aparad. The goddess of fortune enjoys the association of Krishna through the gopis. One should not differentiate between the forms of the Lord, for such a conception is offensive. Eka Ishwara Bhaktera Dhyana Anurup Eka I Vigrahe Kore Nankara Rup. There's no difference between the transcendental forms of the Lord. Different forms are manifested due to different attachments of different devotees. Actually, the Lord is one, but he appears in different forms just to satisfy his devotees. And here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Brahma Samhita 5.33, it is stated, Advaitam Achyutam Anadyam Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. The Lord is Advaita, without differentiation. There is no difference between the forms of Krishna, Rama, Narayan, and Vishnu. All of them are one. Sometimes foolish persons ask whether when we chant Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra, we refer to Lord Ramachandra or Lord Balaram. If a devotee says that the name of Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra refers to Balaram, a foolish person may become angry because to him the name Rama refers to Lord Ramachandra. Actually, there's no difference between Balaram and Lord Rama. It does not matter whether one refers to Balaram or to Lord Ramachandra when chanting Hare Rama, for there's no difference between them. However, it is offensive to think that Balaram is superior to Lord Ramachandra or vice versa. Neophyte devotees do not understand this Shastra conclusion, and consequently, they unnecessarily create an offensive situation. In text 154, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clarified this in a very lucid way. Ishvaratre bhedam anila hoyer aparad. It is offensive for one to differentiate between the forms of the Lord. On the other hand, one should not think the forms of the Lord are the same as the forms of the demigods. This is certainly offensive, as confirmed in the Vaishnava Tantra. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatvaitvantvanaiva Vikseta Sapashandi Bhavedruvam. A Pashandi is one who considers the great demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. The conclusion is that we should neither differentiate between the forms of the Lord nor equate the forms of the Lord with the forms of the demigods or human beings. For instance, sometimes foolish sannyasis, thinking the body of the Lord to be material, equate Daridra Narayana with Narayana, and this is certainly offensive. Unless one is instructed by a bona fide spiritual master, he cannot perfectly understand these different forms. The Brahma Samhita confirms Vedeshu Dorlabham Adorlabham Atma Bhakta. One cannot understand the differences between the forms of the Lord simply by academic study or by reading Vedic literature. One must learn from a realized devotee. Only then can one learn how to distinguish between one form of the Lord and another. The conclusion is that there is no difference between the forms of the Lord, but there is a difference between the forms, between his forms and those of the demigods. Mahaprabhu continues. When the jewel known as Vaidurja touches various other materials, it appears to be separated into different colors, and consequently its form also appears different. Similarly, according to the meditational ecstasy of one of the devotee, the Lord, who is known as Achyuta, the infallible one, appears in different forms, although he is essentially one. That's from Narada Pancharatra. Now, Venkatabhata replied, Bhata kahe, kahan ami diva pamar, kahan tumi se Krishna shakshad ishara. Venkatabhata then said, I am an ordinary fallen living entity, but you are Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. The transcendental pastimes of the Lord are unfathomable, and I do not know anything about them. Whatever you say, I accept this truth. I have been engaged in the service of Lakshmi Narayan, and it is due to their mercy that I have been able to see your lotus feet. Out of your causeless mercy, you have told me of the glories of Lord Krishna. No one can reach the end of the opulence, qualities, and forms of the Lord. I can now understand that devotional service unto Lord Krishna is the supreme form of worship. Out of your causeless mercy, you have made my life successful simply by explaining the facts. After saying this, Venkatabhata fell down before the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord, out of his causeless mercy, embraced him. When the period of Chattamasya was completed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took permission to leave from Venkatabhata, and after visiting Sri Ranga, he proceeded further toward southern India. Venkatabhata did not want to return home, but also wanted to go with the Lord. It was with great endeavor that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade him farewell. When he did so, Venkatabhata fell down unconscious. Such are the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi at Sri Ranga Chetra. So we shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna.